your non-stop entertainment radio.
Afternoon to you, and thanks for keeping your ears locked onto Radio Africana, broadcasting live from Manchester. It's a beautiful Saturday, an opportunity for us to take you through a potpourri of information on Africa Weekly. It's the 31st of May 2025, literally. It's the last day of the month. I hope it's been an excellent one for you. If you haven't achieved as much goals that you set out to, are still June, July, August. Plus, just to say this, quite a period of weeks before 2025 folds. But Emmanuel Atim, holding the fort for your regular host, Chris Okudwa, who should be with us in a few minutes. Typical with our lineup on Africa Weekly, we do have current affairs, mostly matters that affect Africa. There's also an opportunity for us to take you through tourism and culture segments on the show, where we get to amplify the uniqueness spread across the continent and have a moment to profile a tribe. The profiling of a tribe today would be a region in Ghana. There's also entertainment and sports. For sports fans, it's a special day. I'll tell you why in just a bit. But for now, we do have to go on a break. When we return on Africa Weekly, we'll dive into all there is on the show right here on Radio Africana. But also to remind you that you can download the application to listen to the station anywhere, Play Store, App Store, all the stores. Just if you never know, you can walk into one and just say you want to get Radio Africana, and they hand it to you on a platter. We're going for a break. We'll listen to City of Loss from Eddie. When we return, it'll be all on Africa Weekly this Saturday.
sana nze sitalosi sitalosi nze sitalosi ndi boss sitalosi
dance dance
yefaba bubu kempumulo yefaba bubu kempumulo akalero kansonga akubye ndi mu mudu ya chigoma sagala nyombo kubanga ino sawa ya nungu bagambye sagala nyombo ino sawa ya chikire mwama sembera mulamu basoba jangu chachare ya siri akuleka lekazime nerizina mumama mulamu wachisera ato musiki zuri sana lekazime nerizina mumulamu wachisera sana se sitalosi sitalosi se sitalosi ndi boss sitalosi
dance dance
abande kuno bulamu bumbi se ndambe kali mundeke nange kwenze jukira mu chemvute endoza tukubana acholeka otada ne bagende akanga Itali musana, oh mama, oh la la, yeah. Oh agariba,
enjole,
oh agariba,
enjole.
Kati toba kona chongamba, jango mziki tukusamba. Kambe toba kona chongamba, jango enu tuichanga.
Aya le 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 le,
enjole,
le 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 le.
Lekanzine,
nenzina mumama, unamu wachisera, ato mziki zuri sana.
Lekanzine.
Tia Loss, Eddie, just taking us to that. Welcome back. It is still Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. And shout out to everyone who's decided to join the broadcast also on the TikTok Live. Feels very awkward, though. But hey, it's what has to be done. Let's get right into it. Starting off with the not-so-pleasant news out of Nigeria, where 110 people have died in flood caused by torrential rain. According to the head of the Niger State Emergency Management Agency, Abdoulaye Babara, the downpour lasted for several hours with surging flood water submerged and washed away over 50 residential houses with the occupants in the town of Mokwa. Well, as I speak on Africa Weekly this Saturday, from the number of fatalities, there are also reports of over 3,000 residents being displaced. Approximately about 500 households across three communities were affected. Many homes and roads destroyed. Two bridges collapsed, isolating communities. And the incident, it also would hinder rescue efforts. But it's important to mention that emergency respondents, including the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, have been conducting search and rescue operations. Concerns that the debt toll may rise as more areas become accessible. The Nigerian president himself, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has activated emergency response measures. They've also tried to deploy relief materials, provide temporary shelters and security agencies that would just help to assist the affected communities. Local leaders who've been speaking, notably to the BBC, have highlighted the unprecedented nature of the floods and the lack of necessary flood control infrastructure. They've called on the government to just somehow provide urgent investments in climate resilient systems or to prevent future disasters. Well, plans for a monumental infrastructure project dubbed the Moses Bridge, which will connect Egypt and Saudi Arabia across the Red Sea, here are set to proceed after years of delays. The bridge aims to enhance cargo efficiency. It would also support Saudi Arabia's NEOM mega city initiative and, by a large scale, just boost regional trade and tourism. It's called Moses Bridge, which will span the Red Sea. Not surprising, Moses parted the Red Sea for biblical students, linking the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt to Saudi Arabia. It's a mega project, and at a point it's been dead rubber, but now it looks like it's coming back to life. So It's set to proceed after years of delay. Still on transport-related news as we converse on current affairs right here on Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, broadcasting live from Manchester. We hear Nigeria and the ECOWAS Parliament working together to first-track the Abidjan-Lagos Highway Project, which is expected to create jobs, grow trade, and improve lives across West Africa. It will be 1,028-kilometer road, which is set to begin construction next year, 2026. It will connect five countries and obviously just bring opportunities to millions living along the route. Abidjan-Lagos Corridor Highway is a transnational coastal highway connecting Cote d'Ivoire to Nigeria. And the project, as I mentioned, to cut across countries like Ghana, Togo, Benin, and is expected to connect an urban population estimated to reach over 170 million people by 2050. Let's see how far that would go. Just one more current affairs report on Africa Weekly this Saturday. This has to do with the murder of a pro-democracy activist who's been imprisoned in Egypt. She's currently seriously ill in a London hospital after resuming a hunger strike. The essence for this hunger strike is to just continually press for her son's release. A statement put out by the family just some hours back. Her name is Layla Souf. She was admitted to St. Thomas Hospital on Thursday night with dangerously low blood sugar levels. And the statement from the family reads, "The bottom line is we are losing our mother." Her daughter, Sanasif, mentioned outside of the hospital. She added somewhat of an appeal to the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, saying he needs to act now, not tomorrow, not Monday, right now. The mother, she's been on hunger strike, that's Layla Souf, hunger strike since September 29. I was going to ask my producer if he could go 2 days without eating, but she's been on hunger strike since September 29th. The essence for this is to protest the imprisonment of Ala Abdel Fattah, a British-Egyptian dual national who has been imprisoned in Egypt since September 2019. He was sentenced in December 2021 to 5 years in prison for spreading false news, and he should have been released last year, but according to the Egyptian authorities, they refused to count the more than 2 years he had spent in pre-trial detention. And they ordered him held until January 2027. The love of a mother cannot be quantified. Well, that's how far we can take on the current affairs segment on Africa Weekly this happy Saturday. We take a break. When we return, it would be an opportunity for us to delve into the tourism and culture segment of the show. We'll be going to Ghana. That's why the musical interlude will also be coming from Ghana. Akwaba.
Yeah, it's all for the money in the back of my way. Go.
Obi Anthony Collection.
Which?
Obi Anthony Collection.
Now.
Yeah, be Obi Anthony Collection.
What else?
Cordae.
Huh?
Obi Anthony Collection.
Which?
Obi Anthony Collection.
Abba.
Obi Anthony Collection.
Now.
Cordae.
Yeah. Remember when you play BMW at Bonfia? I hope a promo yen yina bu huntia. Oh yeah, what time for Jano Manivia? Yam bua mua munsi na bumpia.
Se wupe mua nyo menyi na edi. Nana nyameni ya wakano nebebe mo. Se wuma usa swabi po nyine tutu. So my party don't lose God. Can wapu ma doye.
Everybody sing it, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
make me sing, oh
yeah. Oh yeah,
I say make me sing, oh
yeah. Oh yeah. Na mufi say me shiase. Me kwaya ma samba. Che, a ho chire kakra be fe munti ne wo mo se ma wai mini dama. Muni ne wo no. Na mufi say me ya sanseni. Che. Uhumiana wo ye ma show after the weni bomb so pena wo se kwan pony na na nyame ne nsa no after the wuhumi tutu mana mo se me ye jonki ne sabu su bu kebi shame on you too after the me hu se me makobole yonki hwe no hwe ne mo se monki If I check, I dey see say you dey hungry. Why you here and come out that social busky? Me woo ya dey nanny nyameti ase. When dey menye pe, we be an in the via se. Man I made a bench, so I flower. No, we be an for handkerchief from the pemeni ase.
Se wupe mu an yo menye na edi.
What else?
Nana nyameni ya wakano ne bebe mo. We wuma usa swabi ponyi ne tutu.
So my body don't lose God, can walk for my joy. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me sing, oh. Oh yeah. I say help me sing, oh. Oh yeah. My win chimney 10 years, me wank a way back. My flop it, this be my payback. My enemies if for day God, men care so I don't want to disobey God.
No.
My try some of them me to prison. Wa bra mu ni particular reason. Mo dwe me ho, me need to go for your meeting. Fatu wa sum, I don't wanna be repeating. Nyame na ebo me ho ban ti munye foko. Money no be problem, ganu ni me moto. To when you hear me ho na me ni, ni me shoto. Me mama me ninja, watcha na me don't know.
Kona wo boss run assassin, sin e munye menti na ye frewo Adonai. In your mama wire, mama ni me busi afuna so me ni be brenti, I won't lie. Una wubo azuna zazi ne munya menti na ye brawo Adona. In your mawa ya mamini me fuzi ya fonina. Gode Ishirana we shira mi mandebu misu ya. Se gode Mi uri ya mi fanda wa sireje. Papa gode Waya mi gasi ya mi da sireje. Ganyampiye Wadu tina mi jasi ya.
Papa gode Baba, you be too much, Baba Godi. Baba, you be too much, Baba Godi. Baba, you be too much, Baba Godi. Baba Godi, Baba Godi, Baba Godi.
Se wupe mu ani o meni na edi. Nana nyameni ya wakano ne bebe mo. Se wuma usa swabi boni ne tutu.
So my body don't lose God, can't walk for my door, yeah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me sing, oh. Oh yeah. I say help me sing, oh. Oh yeah.
What else? Go. Rapper, songwriter, entrepreneur Michael Owusu Addo, the man referred to globally as Sakodia, quality performer, and one of the proponents of Afrobeats and all good things coming out of Ghana. Such a quite the talent he is. I'm not sure the title of that song was Hallelujah, but I had more Hallelujah to it than any other. What to describe. Welcome back. It is Africa Weekly on Radio Africana this Saturday. Man and lad team holding the fort for Chris Okunowa, who should be with us in a bit. Let's get into it. The tourism and culture segment on the broadcast today. We'll be talking about the Kwasi. Yeah, Kusasi. Yeah, Kusasi. That's all right. The people who are found in the Upper East region, especially around Boku, they are part of the Gora speaking people of northern Ghana. So we are in Ghana at the moment. It's the joy of radio. You could be anywhere you want to be as long as you can talk. Culturally, they do have a rich culture, oral tradition, music, and strong communal values. Storytelling, drumming, dance are a central part of their social life, often performed during festivals, funerals, and community gatherings. They people who've got respect for elders and communal decision-making are fundamental cultural values. The Kusasi are primarily farmers and view land and agriculture not just as an economic necessity, but it's deeply tied to their identity and heritage. Social cohesion is reinforced through extended family networks, and rites of passage from birth to initiation and marriage are important milestones in Kusasi society. In terms of the language, they speak Kusal. It's a Gora language closely related to other dialects in the Upper East region of Ghana. Kusal has varied dialectal differences, especially between communities in Ghana and those across the border in Burkina Faso. The language is tonal, and quite expressive, used not just in everyday communication but also in storytelling, in songs and oral history. Efforts have been made to standardize Kusul in written form and is currently being taught in some of the schools in the region, contributing essentially to cultural preservation and education. In terms of the rituals, traditional Kisasi rituals are often centered around ancestral veneration, land purification, and agricultural festivals. These rituals include the Sampeed Festival. It's a Thanksgiving ceremony held annually after the harvest season to honor God and the ancestors for a successful farming year. So it's, in a sense, just given to Caesar what is Caesar and to God what is God. In terms of the religion, the Kusasi people of Ghana, who reside primarily in the Upper East region, particularly the Rombanku, practice a mix of traditional African religions, Islam and Christianity also there. Historically, though, traditional beliefs involve ancestral worship, sacred groves and rituals. This is pretty dominant, but over the years, Islam has become more prevalent due to trade and historical ties with neighboring Islamic communities. Christianity, especially Catholicism and Pentecostalism, has also grown, often coexisting alongside indigenous practices. So if you believe in anything, if you go to that part of Ghana, Upper East region, where the Kusasi people dwell, they will welcome your belief system. The food they have and they enjoy, quite loads and loads of diets. It includes torsafi, which is made from millet or maize, actually, often served with green leafy soups like ayoyo or dawa dawa bay soups. They also consume dishes such as pito. It's a local millet brewed for social and ceremonial purposes. We do have, when I say we now, just in bracket, Nigeria, have a bit of pito taste in season. And there's rice there with groundnut soup or shea based sauces. Famine is central. It's key. I mentioned how agriculture is part of their lifestyle there. Famine central to their livelihood. So their diet is seasonal and locally sourced, reflecting the agrarian lifestyle of the region. They do have quite a number of famous people. One is Honorable Mahakama Ayariga, a prominent Ghanaian politician, lawyer, and former minister for youth and sport. As a man who has represented the Baku Central constituency in parliament and held several ministerial roles under past administrations, his influence has brought national attention to issues affecting the Kusasi and the wider Upper East region, especially in terms of education, conflict resolution, and regional development. I didn't forget about the women. It's also essential to profile them. They play a central role in family life out there. The Kusasi women, they are big with agriculture, community cohesion. They're primarily responsible for farming activities such as planting, harvesting, and selling produce in local markets, which obviously contributes significantly to household income. Culturally, though, women are also vital custodians of oral traditions and cuisine, and they often play strong roles in conflict resolutions and community ceremonies. So if a man cannot fight another man, he might just walk up and call the wife to go take on. I'm not saying that's what happened, but they do have strong women there. Education and empowerment initiatives have increasingly opened more leadership and academic opportunities for Kusasi women in recent years. So that's our profiling in terms of the area today. The Kusasi people found in the Upper East region, especially around Boko, they're part of the Gold-speaking people of Northern Ghana. So if you do have a chance, an opportunity to someday travel to Ghana, you might want to say hi to the Kusasi people and tell them you heard about them from Emmanuel Latim on Africa Weekly right here on Radio Africana. We need to go in for another break. As they say, time is not your friend when you're having fun. When we do return, it'll be time to talk about entertainment. A Nigerian rapper might be in problem. I would also share with you the not too pleasant news of a renowned Kenyan author who was quite the big deal in the 70s after this break. We'll be right back.
Like a bicycle and a boy will love me. Not in my eyes, in my mouth, you don't tell love. I tell him cause I give you umbrella. I don't fit in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Give you my last cash, spend. I show you my best friend, friend. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Show you my best friend, friend. I give you my last cash, spend. Everything I do, I under, under 50, under. When you're not beyond, under 50, understand. That's the way you do, yeah. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Show you my best friend, friend. I give you my last guy, spend. Everything I do, I under, under 50, under. You know me, under 50, understand. That's the way you do, yeah. Under 50,
back, still Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, broadcasting live from Manchester. A reminder, you can listen to us via all of your applications, Play Store, get downloaded in the App Store, the iOS Store, any store that has, you know, a listening device enabled. You can reach in and just enjoy all of our broadcasts 24/7, as they say. You might have let him hold in the fourth for Chris Okudua on Africa Weekly this Saturday. It's time to delve into a bit of entertainment news, but I'm sure you enjoyed all of our profiling of the people of Kusasi, the gents and ladies who reside primarily in the Upper East region of Ghana. Let's tell you about the Nigerian I mentioned who might be in problem as regards entertainment story, because he's quite the entertainer himself, but entertainer with quantum problems at times and controversies. I think that's the right word to use. He's Speed Darlington. He's everywhere. If he's not being arrested by Burna, he's still in something that could be problematic. And this time, it's the National Agency for the Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons, NAPTIP. They are weighing legal options against, as they call him, controversial singer Burna Boy. Well, not Burna Boy. So I'm not going to be the next person he's going to charge for libel. No, Speed Darlington, the entertainer. His name, by the way, is Darlington Okoye, but the world know him as Speed Darlington. Following his failure to honor an official summons of a viral video in which the artist claimed to have had sexual relations with an underage girl, the singer was expected to appear at the headquarters 9 a.m. on Friday, but officials confirmed today, Saturday, that he was yet to show up. A letter addressed to Okoye, that's the artist, and signed by NAPTIP's head of cybercrime response team, Ngamraju Mungza, had summoned the singer to answer questions related to the disturbing claims he made during a live Instagram session. According to the statement, he says, "As of now, we're still waiting. If we don't see him, we'll take action based on the notice issued." The last paragraph is clear. NAPTIP officials who declined to be named, of course, mentioned that they are still awaiting the presence of Speed Darlington. He added that Speed's confession was made voluntarily and without coercion. He was not under duress. It was an admission, and saying that this will not go on notice. The chief press officer, Adekoya Vincent, said the agency's director general, Binta Bello, is currently monitoring the matter due to its gravity and implications for the rights of minors. It's a very disturbing video, and he's come out to say, as an artist, he's an entertainer, the artists need controversies to eat. And he's taking his controversial stance to an extreme level to just relay a story that should be kept inside if ever that happened. Very disturbing, but this time he's been called to answer. He has failed to turn up. That's the update we have. Away from Speed Darlington's controversial state, let's just take a trip down to Kenya and mention that renowned author Ngugi Wa Thiong'o has passed on. He's died in Beaufort, Georgia, at the age of 87, a towering figure in African literature, as a man who is celebrated for his works, which delved into colonialism, neocolonialism, and post-independence corruption. His commitment to writing in his native Gikuyu language and his advocacy for indigenous African languages marked him as a staunch defender of African culture identity. Way back in 1977, he was imprisoned for co-authoring a politically charged play performed in Gikuyu, leading to his self-exile in 1982. But despite his challenges, he continued to produce influential works such as Devil on the Cross and Wizard of the Crow, which often addresses themes of political oppression and social injustice. So, for the family, gets that strength to bear this loss. It's a huge one. A towering figure in African literature has passed on, but at the age of 87, fair play, I think you'd say fair play. We do have to go on another break. It's the package for entertainment, and this time around it would be a tune that took the shine of the African Cup of Nations last year. That was Massive, all about all around Cote d'Ivoire and all around TikTok and all the social media space. It was really heavy. Well, listen to that And when we return, it will be an opportunity for us in Africa Weekly, and hopefully Chris would be with us electronically. Hopefully, when we do return, we'll talk sports, where we've got news concerning the South African bowler. I'll also share with you updates as regards sex testing that has been made mandatory by World Boxing. Sandile Lisa, who's got one of the great goals at France 98, is also in the news on Africa Weekly this Saturday. We would celebrate the teams who are doing well on the continent, notably in the CAF Champions League and the CAF Confederation Cup, as it affects those tournaments, RS Bekane, and either it would be Pyramids or South African side, Mamelodi Sundowns, and then we'll preview the biggest of them all, as they call it. The UEFA Champions League final takes place later this evening, 8 p.m. UK time, somewhere at the Allianz Arena in München, if you may, Munich. All of this and more in Africa Weekly after this break.
La Côte d'Ivoire, inspirante d'hospitalité, reçoit l'Afrique. Jour de fête.
C'est quoi?
Et vous savez?
Alors, le piatti, y'en pas.
Nouvelle vie, y'a là. Il prend une femme à diabaté.
Mais si y'a fait la guerre, y'a fait. Pour sa zone, c'est jour de fête, on la démarche.
Youpi, 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 youpi.
À lui seulement.
Tu fais ça pourquoi? Yakou Guéléran,
hommage à toi, président Tuxaga.
Venez, venez danser.
Oh, putain, cowboy.
La Côte d'Ivoire, le soir, l'Afrique, ça va chauffer.
Bien si le pain.
On fait ça, on peut en envoler. Ici, c'est la zone de Togo.
Tous les temps pour s'enlever. Africain, on est les gens. On est toujours debout, on est jamais fait.
Maggie Dola de Los Angeles. Junior Dola.
Chuka.
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 Marco
Yari. Chuka.
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 La balle de l'Peya.
Ta-da!
That's just a teaser to what is to come. Composition there by Vocal People. It's the a cappella version of the UEFA Champions League theme song. Welcome back. It's Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, broadcasting live from Manchester. Imanola team holding the fort for Chris Okunua, who's joined the live, and I think because of his 1965 date of birth, he's struggling to latch on to technology, modern technology. Chris, come on. It's going to say get your dash together, but this is live broadcast. So get yourself together and jump into the conversation. Just before we talk Champions League, we've got a quarter of an hour left before we take our Gwangoro out of the studio. Let's begin the sports segment with news concerning South African fast bowler Kagiso Rabada. He's set to return to international cricket sometime in June after a 7-1-month suspension for testing positive for recreational drug use during the SA20 competition. He's been named in South Africa's squad for next month's World Test Championship final against Australia at Lord's. World Boxing, they've mandated sex testing for all athletes who will be competing in gender-specific categories requiring confirmation of XX chromosomes for participation in female events. As expected, women's advocacy group and World Boxing officials have welcomed the new policy, arguing it ensures fairness and safety in sport. What they've said, actually, just saying it's an opportunity for them to do it. Well, Nigerian football legend scored one of the great goals at France 98, Sunday Ogechukwu Elisa. This is pleasant news for him, but also for Nigerians by affinity. He's been appointed to the football advisory panel of the International Football Association Board, IFAB. This prestigious appointment, again, just underscores Olise's enduring passion and commitment to the sport, both as a former player and in his post-playing career. So that's an opportunity for him to even do more as regards being in sports. Time to say congratulations, hearty congratulations to Moroccan side RS Berkane after the clinch the 2025 CAF Confederation Cup title. Happened with a 1-1 draw against the Tanzanian side Simbirasi in the second leg of the final. That final was played at the Amman Stadium in Zanzibar. They secured first leg victory. It was quite comfortable. The first leg ended 2-0, and they had the opportunity to do the job and the return fixture, which they did, and won the aggregate score 3-1. The Triumph Max RL Berkane is third Confederation Cup title. They were champions in 2020. They were also champions in 2022. So congratulations, hearty congratulations to the Moroccan side, RS Berkane, and they've just achieved great success. More stories are coming true. Let's see how it goes. This is an opportunity for the South African side of the Egyptian team to achieve success at the CAF Champions League, but I'll tell you about them in a bit. Just to scan across and mention that teams who have achieved success across the European top five European leagues and the Premier League, congratulations to Liverpool. A trophy parade happened on Monday, which was colourful until that very silly, if that's the right word to use, act of that fellow who rammed into fans who were just enjoying the parade. Italy, it's celebrations for the Italian side Napoli, who have achieved success also as regards the Italian Serie A. Just trying to sort out Chrissy's opportunity and see how we can join in. We're going for a quick break. When we return, it will be time for us. Just before the break, let's exhaust this news concerning the CAF Champions League. The second leg of the final will be played tomorrow. That I can confirm, the 1st of June. It's poised as Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa prepare to face Egypt's Pyramids. That game will be played at the 30th of June Stadium in Cairo. The first leg ended in a 1-0 draw in Pretoria, Pyramids securing a crucial away goal. Sundowns aiming for their second Champions League title after their 2016 triumph. They must win outrightly or secure a high scoring draw. If they end 2-2, they will be true because the away goal rule still stands, but they seem to have the advantage of playing against the Egyptian side. It's an impressive record. Mamelodi Sundowns are unbeaten in their last 10 matches against Egyptian teams, and they've not lost in the previous 9 games across all competitions. For Pyramids themselves, established in 2008, this is their first CAF Champions League final, and they're eager to capitalize on their home advantage and secure their maiden title. It's going to be a cracking contest at the 30th of June Stadium between Pyramids and Mamelodi Sundowns. We'll talk Champions League, which gets underway in a few hours. It could be Inter or PSG. We'll go on a break, we'll return. It's all about the UEFA Champions League final on Africa Weekly with Chris Okunewa and yours truly, Emmanuel Etten.
So you with me?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. How is everyone in there?
Everyone feel irate. What's going on with you?
I'm good. I'm just stuck in the middle of nowhere. Definitely, I would have loved to be in the studios for a day like this as the Champions League final, the day we've all been looking forward to. But thank goodness we could still get to talk about it via these means.
Yeah.
Bless
technology, Chris. It's good to see you. You look like you're somewhere close to the Allianz Arena. Let's talk about the final, man. It's a big day for these two sides. Inter, of course, former champions, but PSG never won the tournament. How do you think this will play out, Chris?
If you go by the history and pedigree, of course, you you don't want to look beyond Inter, but the PSG of this season has proven to be a team that is worthy of the Champions League trophy finally, in terms of quality and the teams that they've eliminated along the way. Liverpool and all of that, they've done so well against these top teams. And Inter as well, they've done so well eliminating Barcelona and Bayern Munich. And what this means is that when you get all these big teams out of the way, you tend to build your confidence and belief going into the final. So to me, it's going to be a very close one, close to call as far as I'm concerned. Even in time for quality, Inter are not lacking at all. So that's why I feel it's a 50-50 game for me. And it's been a long time that I've, you know, seen a game this close on paper. That's the truth. So it's going to be a close one to call. But I just have the feel that in recent years, team who have lost finals maybe recently always find a way to going back to winning it. I wouldn't know if that is going to be the case of Inter Milan today, because 2 years ago they lost to Man City in the final. This might just be the chance for them to lay their hands on it. Paris Saint-Germain as well has gone into the final in recent years, maybe a little bit long ago. Mm-hmm. They lost out as well. So if you look at every indices, it's very close to call. Very close.
I know it's close to call. If you look at the route to the final for the teams, of course, Inter gave football fans one of the best semi-final, if not the best semi-final of all time, that game against Barcelona. PSG had to go past three English teams, from Liverpool to Arsenal to Aston Villa. This is a crazy final. It is.
Yeah, it is, like I've said. It is a very... And some people argue it's a bit unusual given the teams that have eliminated. Before now, maybe many wouldn't have bet to have an Inter Paris Saint-Germain final. Teams, the football fans and followers would probably be looking forward to having the likes of
Man United,
Madrid, Barcelona, okay. Manchester City, Bayern. Yeah, not my United. Don't just rub that in. United at the
minute.
It's okay. United at the minute doesn't fit into this conversation by any means, you know. So these two teams have proven that even if we're not the hot favorite on paper, we can walk our way through, and our quality can still get to shine through. And that is what have happened. You talk about the semifinals between Inter and Barcelona. To me, that should go down as the best semi-finals of all time in UEFA Champions League. And the manner in which Inter Milan overcame Barcelona in that time, to me, will really improve the quality of the side going to a game like this. That is the one of, they are going to build on the confidence. Overcoming difficulties in that game against Barcelona will probably give them more strength and more belief to go all the way today. Then you just have to take into account the quality of Paris Saint-Germain in Quaresquella, Duel, Vitiha, and the likes. And also, Donnarumma and Sama will also be a factor today. They've proven to be so brilliant for their respective team all through the course of the season. So we're going to watch how they are going to try and salvage something for their respective side today as well.
All right, we got to go, Chris. So just let me put your neck on the chopping board, as they say. Prediction, what would be? So I can laugh at you next week, Saturday, when we come back for the show. What's your prediction?
Now you put me on the spot.
Yes.
I really do not like calling on games. I mean, prediction. And even if I want to, this is very close. But I just feel that Inter, you know, might just, maybe luck or by something or by being, you know, you need some sort of KG approach in a game like this. And that's one thing you don't take away from the Italian side. So maybe Inter might just find a way to edge this. It's going to be very tough on Paris Saint-Germain anyway, but I just see Inter might just edge it slightly at the end of the day.
All right, thank you so much, Chris. Not giving a score line, just saying Inter to win the Champions League. Thank you for joining us on your show. Thank you. Thank you.
And send
my pound sterling. You know how far I travel to come here. Thanks, Prof. Have a fantastic
right,
day.
Thank you, man.
Cheers. So that's the size of the package. I've not got a big prediction, certainly not. As the anchor, it's not good to make predictions. I could just jinx the team. Thanks to my producer for being fantastic as always, Kay. Stick with Kay, because I could call him Cowardy or Collardy and we go into a rumble. I'm Emmanuel Edson. That's the size of the show, Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. On behalf of Chris, who joined us via TikTok, I'm saying have a fantastic end of the month and a brilliant June to come. Cheers.
I've been walking with my face turned to the sun. Weight on my shoulders, a bullet in my gun. Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have to run. I do what I can when I can, while I can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home. Far across the river, you hear freedom calling, calling me to enter. Gonna keep on keeping on. I can feel it all around. The sun begins to shine. Gonna start moving towards that separating line. Oh, I'm waiting for mighty water. You know I gotta make. To salvation, and I'll fight with the strength that I got until I die. I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home. Follow us.
Yeah.